Philadelphia.
Welcome to Be My Guest with your hostess, Charlotte Cosden. Be My Guest is an innovative, informative program that will familiarize you with local ministries or businesses as a means of serving our listening audience, as well as give the directors of these worth-mentioning services the opportunity to answer your related questions. And now, here's Charlotte.
Good afternoon. This is Charlotte Cosden. Welcome to the Be My Guest broadcast. We're here live today in the studios of WVCH Radio, and we are glad that you will be a part of this interview. You know, dating is a practice that most women engage in at some point in their lives, yet very few are prepared for the process, and many are unsure of what they're really looking for. For this reason, my author today that's here live will discuss the qualities that make a man eligible for dating and for marriage. Just as critical is the issue of self-esteem in women and the role it plays in relationships. I want to welcome Trudy. Thank you so much, Trudy Williams, for coming on the broadcast today.
Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, and Trudy reminded me that we go way back. We used to be a part of the same church together in the same fellowship.
Yes,
amen.
Definitely, yes.
So nice to have you come on the program. Now, this is your first book?
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
And such an intriguing title and book cover, and it's well put together. I was really impressed.
Thank you.
Really.
Thank
yes.
You. Thank you.
So tell us, Trudy, tell me about the book. Why was it written? What was it written for, this book that you wrote on sensible dating?
Well, Charlotte, sensible dating is written for the sincere woman, okay, who desires a sincere man, a truly sincere man, for a meaningful relationship leading to marriage. And because I believe that dating should be taken more seriously, and we should be putting more thought into the process.
Exactly. Okay, it is taken very lightly today, I would say.
Yes.
And this book is much needed, you know, so maybe you want to pick up a copy for yourself or for your teenager or,
definitely.
You know,
it's written for
anybody,
all women who date or are thinking about dating.
Maybe somebody you're discipling in your local church, you know.
Definitely.
But anyway, what actually inspired you, Trudy, to write The Sensible Dating?
Well, my first inspiration was my daughter, Maya. I just wanted her to be more equipped for dating. You know, much more equipped than I was. I don't feel I was, you know, adequately prepared.
Okay.
And I just wanted, you know, her to be. So she was my first inspiration. My second was I wanted to have a type of reference guide, because I'm good with lists. With everything I do, I have to have a list.
Oh,
I like to be
like
able
me.
To check things off. You know,
you feel like you accomplished something.
I feel like, and I can look at it and say, yes, okay, this is my point of reference.
Yes.
And so that's what I wanted to. I wanted to be able, this book, to serve that purpose. And so that's why it's not a book that you just read once and put down. You know, it's designed for you to continuously refer back
to
it.
That's right. That's right.
So that was another reason why. And I just wanted to provoke thought about dating, because I don't think a lot of thought goes into it. And so what I was saying was that I would like to put an end to unconscious dating. That's what I call it, unconscious dating. It's when you just meet someone and you go through and you hope for the best.
Okay.
You just hope for the best, but you don't do any research or evaluation of your own.
And if you don't do it beforehand, you're going to have to do it later.
And
you don't want to do it after the wedding.
You don't want to start thinking about all the things that you could have maybe thought of, you know, prior to the wedding. The other reason is just to raise the self-esteem of women. You know, because when you have higher self-esteem, it does have an effect on your decision-making.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
And you'll expect a little bit more.
You will. You will. And it's important what you think and feel, you know, about yourself.
Yes.
Yes. And most, I would say that a lot of the decisions that I made, you know, were made because maybe I didn't have, you know, I didn't mm-hmm. think of myself the way I should have been thinking of myself.
So you
kind of
thought this is what I deserve.
Yeah, this is it, and mm-hmm. this is it for me, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, based mm-hmm. on who I feel I am. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very important to, you know, think highly of ourselves. Mm. And as I say, I just want to bring the issue of dating into full focus.
Okay. Now, I know it's not part of our script today. I don't want to throw you off.
No
but
problem.
What about men reading this book? What do you think? Would they be offended? Would they embrace it? What would happen
there? I think they would embrace it. Yeah. I really do think they would because I welcome them to read it mm-hmm. because this is not information for just, you know, one party.
Right.
Since we do have to come together, mm-hmm. I think, you know, this information is good for everyone.
Yes, I do too. Now, what is the book's primary focus?
The book's primary focus is mm-hmm. knowing who we are. It's important for us to know who we are and appreciate, okay, mm-hmm. who we are and acknowledge our worth.
In Christ.
That's right.
In Christ.
We have to acknowledge our worth.
Yes.
And, you know, God tells us who we are, mm-hmm. you know, in His Word. And we need to take that to heart because we don't always, you know, walk according to what we've already been, what He's already said
right.
and told us
right.
who we are, you know. And I think that we need to do that. We need okay. to practice.
So
that.
In other words, you don't want to settle for less than what God has for you.
This is
the best.
Exactly. God has the best for us, and this mm-hmm. is what we should be looking for. Now, meanwhile, we have to trust that God will reveal this person to us. When you meet someone, mm-hmm. you don't always have the ability to discern who that person
is. That's right.
Is.
That's
you know,
right.
God has to reveal that yeah. person to you.
And it's got to pass through the infatuation stage
and
come to the real deal,
right,
you know,
right.
if there's going to be a total commitment.
Right. It's not right. all about infatuation.
Yes.
It's also about investigation.
Yes.
You have to invest. You have to
yes.
look at what it is because you're going to have people come to you. Not all men are eligible for dating, but mm-hmm. but that's not saying you won't be approached, you know, mm-hmm. by someone who is not really maybe suited for you.
Yes.
And so what do you do with it? You have to be able to evaluate who that person is. Make your decision mm-hmm. within a reasonable period of time. Mm-hmm. That's time is very important.
Yes.
You have to make the decision within a reasonable period of time.
Yes.
Because
absolutely.
We are guilty of, oftentimes we're guilty of probably investing too much time mm-hmm. in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest problem. Mm.
Okay. Now, has dating become more complex, would you say, when you did your research for this book, Trudy?
Yeah, I was feeling that it was beginning to be more complex because
yeah.
a lot of women were, you know, coming to me and discussing their experiences in dating. Mm-hmm. And it seems no matter who you are, what your age, what economic level you're at, it doesn't matter. You know, you have to, you know, everybody seems to be faced with the same issues. Mm-hmm. So I think basically it has become just a little bit more complex because of a changed society. That society has really, really changed.
Exactly.
And the values and standards, you know, have changed, which has just puts a different focus on dating.
Okay. Now, how can we avoid unnecessary frustration?
You know, the best way to avoid it is just to be prepared. You know, mm-hmm. just, you know, get better prepared. And how do you, you know, prepare for the dating experience? I guess that's, you know, mm-hmm. would be a big question. How do you better prepare?
Mm-hmm.
As I say, knowing who we are, mm-hmm. that's a good one. Acknowledging our worth, respecting ourselves, that's a big one. Mm-hmm. You know,
yes.
have to respect yourself because you really can't mm-hmm. set a standard good. For someone.
Self-respect.
That you have
Amen.
Not set for yourself.
Amen.
You have to have self-respect.
That's right.
You have to sort of quiet your fears, this anxiety about, gee, when am I going to find somebody? And, mm-hmm. and you know, you start to, oh, my, you know, I want to have children by this yep. time. That's it. I have
there
to
you
have
go.
Children by this time.
Yes.
These are all fears, mm-hmm. and it creates anxiety.
For women, especially.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It
yeah.
really does. Mm-hmm. And then you're concerned about what other people were thinking because you haven't landed that person
yes.
yet. And it gets completely out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to know also what we're looking for. What
yes.
what on earth are we looking for?
Mm.
You know what I mean? And does anybody really know? I mean, if you could sit down and write it out, it would help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What am I actually looking for in a man? And what are my expectations? You know? What are they? You know, you have to have them, but have you actually formulated them in your mind?
Yes.
And actually spoke them. What am I looking for?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So it has to be very intentional.
It has to be.
When you're making these plans.
Exactly. It has to be intentional because you wouldn't really go about doing anything else in life unless it was intentional. When you go to the
right.
supermarket, it's intentional.
Yes.
You know, you went for a specific thing or a specific thing.
Sometimes.
Unless
I'm in a hurry.
And, right.
And I'm hungry.
And you're hungry.
So
right,
if you're
right.
this time. It ties in well.
You know, because
what
happens
is... You don't want to be hungry for a man,
you don't want to...
waiting so long...
I call those...
You settle for
those
anybody.
Are impulse items. Yeah. When you go
there
past
you
the
go.
Impulse
That's
items,
a
you
good
even
point.
Just snatch them off
good
the
point.
Shelf. You know what I mean? You don't want to snatch things off
good.
The shelf. When you go to the store, you do much better if you have your list. You may buy a few things that you didn't come to get,
yes.
but at least you have a focus. This
yes.
is my shopping
That's
list.
That's right.
And
That's
you check
right.
it off when you get to the... before
That's
you go
right.
to the counter. And you have to be strong, okay? You have
mm-hmm.
to stand on your convictions. That's another way mm-hmm. to prepare yourself
yeah.
for dating. You have to stand on your convictions. Because you know what is right and what is wrong.
Yes.
And you know what's good for you. And you have to be patient. That's another
mm-hmm.
way. You have to just be patient. You have to be alert, okay? You have to be willing, okay? Let's be willing to just do a little investigation and acknowledge dating for what it is.
Good.
It is potentially dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
It is potentially dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't see it that way because a lot of times when we're dating, what ends up happening, we're dating someone that we don't even know.
That's right.
We're dating someone that no one else knows either.
Yes.
Not anybody that we know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, we're out with someone that no one knows. We don't even
it's
know.
It's like a blind date.
No one knows you're even out with that person.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know? So, it is potentially dangerous. You just have to be willing to do your evaluation.
Yes.
It's all about evaluation.
And I think it comes down to godly wisdom.
Yes.
We're not trying to put fear in you, but...
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you're just tuning in, this is Charlotte Costin. You're on the Be My Guest broadcast. Stay tuned because I have been interviewing Trudy Williams, and she is the author of Sensible Dating. You want to get a copy of this book, you can go through Amazon, right? Amazon.com
That's right.
or any
mm-hmm.
bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if your bookstore doesn't, your local bookstore does not carry it, ask them to.
That's right.
Right.
Or you can order it right there.
Okay.
They will order it for you.
All right. Now, Trudy, if we don't cover everything
mm-hmm.
in your book today,
mm-hmm.
They can... go on your site, right? Your website.
That's right.
And that's sensibledatingforwomen.com. Sensibledatingforwomen.com. Now, how can we better prepare? We were talking about getting prepared for the dating experience. Now, a lot of women are preparing for marriage, but how about preparing for the dating experience?
That's right. You have to prepare for mm-hmm. the dating experience.
Yes.
Now, meanwhile, we are dating with marriage in mind.
Yes.
Okay. We're not casual daters. We are dating with marriage in mind. So when you do this, there is a way to approach it.
Mm-hmm.
What I was talking about in the book, one of the mm-hmm. things I'm talking about the areas of stability. Mm-hmm. I believe that, you know, we need to focus right now. In this book, we are really focusing on the man we're dating.
Yes.
Okay, we're trying to take a closer look at the man
mm-hmm.
we're dating.
Mm-hmm.
So I outlined five major areas mm-hmm. of stability.
Okay.
Okay. The first area is psychological. Is he psychologically stable? The second one is emotional. Is he emotionally stable? Mm-hmm. These are two biggies.
Yeah.
Is he spiritually stable? Is he socially stable? Is he financially stable? Now these are
he stable?
Is he stable? These are the five major areas of stability that you must be able to check off. If you are dating, and he, even if he doesn't meet all five, there are some that he absolutely cannot be lacking.
Yes.
Psychological and emotional and spiritual, he cannot. Those three, he cannot.
Yes.
He must meet those, that criteria.
Exactly.
Okay, he must meet that criteria. When he's psychologically and emotional and stable, it's unrealistic to think that someone who is not psychologically or emotionally stable can meet your requirements.
Yes.
So that would be unrealistic, okay? Spiritual, you know, we know that we cannot be unequally yoked.
Right.
We know that. As Christians, we know that. You know, and when you tend, when you marry someone or consider marrying someone who is not of the same faith, you spend your entire marriage trying to bring them over to your side.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Which that's a ministry in and of itself.
Yeah. And that's a red flag, you know.
Yeah, it's just a red flag.
If you catch the person you're dating trying to make you believe that they're saved, and oh, look, I'm a changed person, I'm saved now.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to notice it. If you are a true blue Christian, you're going to know that. You're going to know that you know that you know they're just doing that.
They're not for real
because the word says you'll know them by their fruit. You'll see good, fruitful character changes in their lives.
That's right. That you'll see an overall change in that person.
Yes.
First of all, they can't get saved for you.
Yeah.
They have to get saved for themselves because they were called, because the Lord drew them to that place.
Yep.
Socially stable. There's so many men who aren't socially stable. I mean, do they have sound friendships? Do they, what kind of family background do they come from? You know, are they of good character? Do they have, are they law-abiding citizens? I mean, there's men get into trouble in society, and sometimes they can spend a lot of time trying to get out of that. And it could take years. You don't know. So it's good to know if a man has a record, you know, how sound is he in society?
Right.
Is he socially acceptable?
Yes.
You know?
So you don't want to come in as their counselor.
No, you don't want to do that.
I'm going to be their best friend. And,
yeah.
You know, I have wisdom.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
I'm talking
right,
to ladies
right.
out there listening.
That's right,
you know,
that's right.
And it's not going to change anything.
Yeah.
Only God can change hearts.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
Mm.
And you hear women say all the time, "Gee, I can't take him anywhere."
Mm.
You know what I mean? Can you take him someplace?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, how does he interact with society?
Yes.
And you know, financially, and that doesn't mean he has to be have fully accomplished. It just means that he needs to be stable at the place in life that he is currently.
Okay.
He needs to be exercising responsibility for himself.
Keyword.
Okay, for himself. How is he going to be responsible for anyone else if he has not demonstrated that he can be responsible for himself?
Amen.
So those are the five major areas of stability.
Okay, so it's, standards are very important. So why do you think it's so important for us to set standards? Trudy.
Well, you know, your standards are your set of requirements. You have to have requirements. Everybody has requirements. I mean, when you go for a job, that place has requirements, and they'll tell you what they are. These are what they are. Do you meet them? You know, and you can say yes or
very
no.
Good.
You know, your resume will indicate whether you do or not. you know? Mm-hmm. So that's your, and when you have these standards, you have, you know, these are your expectations, mm-hmm. and you're not just walking through hoping that all the pieces will fall in place. You have an objective.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You have and you should always have an objective.
Sure.
This is my objective. These are my standards. And when you mention where standard, people think that you're thinking too highly of yourself, mm-hmm. or you're not being fair because your standards are up here. But, you know, as I say, when you go in a job interview, do you really argue with the interviewer? Do you mm-hmm. tell him that he should maybe take some of those requirements off the table because, mm-hmm. after all, you don't possess them?
Hmm.
No.
Right. That's good. That's good. So should we raise our standards, Trudy?
We should. It's always a good idea to reevaluate where you are.
Okay.
You know, if you're happy with where your standards are, you don't feel that anything needs to be adjusted, that's fine. But if they need to be raised, and you know they need to be raised, and you know that you haven't even formulated them,
mm-hmm.
then this is what needs to be done. You need
yes.
to formulate that. You need to think about, what are my standards? Do I even have a set of standards?
Good.
You know what I mean?
Good. And I'd put one in there if I could add something to your book. How many red flags do you see?
How many? Exactly.
Count them.
Exactly. And I discuss these red flags in the book.
Good.
There's probably many red flags, but there's a lot of red flags that I do go through in the book.
Great. So important.
Yes,
I didn't read the whole book. I didn't have time to read the whole book, but I can't wait to. But anyway, overall, what should we look for in a mate, Trudy?
Now, this is a big question here. Like, what do you actually look for in a mate? You want someone who's going to share your interests. That's important. Mm-hmm. Okay. He needs to enhance and elevate and complement your life. You know what I mean?
Mm.
He's a complement your life. You know, in short, a man with a sound mind, okay, and a sincere heart, pure motives, okay, and is consistent and persistent in his pursuit.
Yes.
Okay, you hear women complaining, boy, geez, he called me yesterday. We were going on, everything was going well for a week.
Mm.
And now I don't hear anything from him.
Mm.
You know, that's not persistent.
Yes.
That's not consistent. Okay, all of a sudden he's dropped off the planet. What happened?
Mm.
You know? Well, obviously that was not someone that you want or need to even follow up with.
Yes.
Because that's just plain inconsiderate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's inconsiderate, because you just don't do that. Your life has to be, if you are a person of integrity, this is not what you're going to do.
Yes, or if they're playing mind games.
Yeah, if they're playing some kind of mind game or something, you know, just to get you to a certain point and that's it.
Mm.
No, that's game playing. And as uncomfortable and as annoying as it is, you have to let it go. I mean, that it is what it is.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Better now.
Yeah. It just is what it is. And so that's what you want. You want someone with a sound mind, sincere heart, pure motives, and is consistent and persistent in his pursuit.
Mm.
That's what you want.
Good. Okay. All right. And if he's not persistent in his pursuit of you, right?
Yeah,
he will never be.
Then he can't really be serious.
Eternally, you know, I mean, he never will be.
Exactly.
For a lifelong commitment, that's for sure.
Exactly. Amen. And this is another thing. We need to, there's certain requirements that we have to have for ourselves. I'm like, what do we want? Did you ask yourself what you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are
basically, we're all looking to be loved, respected, protected, admired, valued, encouraged, and supported. We're all looking for that.
Mm.
Okay? Now, it takes a real man to do this. Okay? It takes a real man to do this. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, you need to be sure that's what you have. I got a real man. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because this is what I need. Okay? I need to be loved, respected, protected, admired, valued, encouraged, and supported.
Yes.
Okay, and in exchange, of course, you come prepared, okay, to meet your responsibility to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Now, I hear somebody out there saying, Trudy, not part of our script again. I don't want to throw you off, but, well, this sounds like you're looking for Mr. Perfect. How would you respond to that?
No. See, we're not looking for perfection. We're looking for stability. Mm. We have a right to require stability.
Good point. Okay. I knew you were going to say that. It's not part of our script.
That's right.
I knew it. Thank you. Yes. Amen.
We have a right to that.
Yes.
Perfection, that's not reality.
Right.
Now, is it?
And so many times people say, oh, is she looking for Mr. Perfect?
Mm-mm.
You know? No,
absolutely,
but you have a right. You have a right to look for certain standards.
That's right.
In a person, okay, that they meet your standards. Now, real quick, I need to ask you one more question. Again, it's not part of our script. I hope you don't mind, but
it's not a problem.
What's your take on online dating?
You know what? I do talk about online dating in the book.
Okay.
I believe that it's great. I really do, because what happens is, because of the culture that we're living in right now, it helps us, it's better that we get a feel for the individual prior to actually coming face to face with them. I think it makes people more comfortable.
Yes, with your spiritual eyes wide open, because there's a lot you're not going to see or hear on the internet.
And I think it's good. It's, you need to be able to communicate with that person.
They want to be picture perfect online, right?
Yes, they do.
And that's not always
that's not the game.
You know, Trudy?
You're right.
But
it's
I want to thank you so much for coming on the broadcast today. Trudy Williams with her new book, Sensible Dating. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlotte.
All right. Go on her site today, sensibledatingforwomen.com, or go to amazon.com or any bookstore to get a copy of her book. Now, next week's guest, another author. Oh, all these authors. Wonderful. Wynnette West is coming on the broadcast, author of two newly published Christian novels, Collingsdale Chronicles. Both books have uplifting messages and exalt Christ as Savior and God while dealing with issues ripped from everyday events. Under His Wings is one of them, and Bethany for Callie Ann is the other. You can email her for more information at jawest50@verizon.net. That's jawest50@verizon.net. And you could actually meet her before she comes on the Be My Guest broadcast next Wednesday at 3. For now, I am Charlotte Cosden. Thank you for being our guest.